And we're live.
Welcome back, everyone. Episode 75 of Kids Deserve It. We hope you've been enjoying our weekly chats with educators and game changers from around the country. Also, don't forget, you can check us out on iTunes.
And remember, our brand new competition on iTunes, if you leave a review for any episode on our iTunes page, we'll be selecting a winner each week to give an autographed book set to.
And don't forget our Kids Deserve It chat on Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Time. This week, we got another awesome guest, but first we want to introduce ourselves. I'm Adam Welcome, Director of Innovation in the Bay Area of California.
My name is Todd Nesloni, Elementary School Principal in Navasota, Texas, and I am thrilled this week to have our special guest, Joel Banta. Joel, thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks so much for letting me come and chat with you guys today.
We want to remind our viewers as well to participate in social media using the hashtag #KidsDeserveIt, whether you're watching live or checking out this recording later.
So, Joel, we got a few questions for you. So for those few people out there that don't know who you are, can you tell us about yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I've been a producer up in Nashville. I work mostly on music videos, have been for about now. So I just kind of been doing that, loving it. Got a Dev Award a couple years ago and just kind of launched this to just keep creating these influential, encouraging and inspiring to people all over the internet. So using, I guess, the base off of music, you know.
Well, can you tell us a little bit about your process of kind of creating a music video? Because I know, I'm sure nobody watching has actually made one like that. So
it's pretty much standard. So what happens is, so the record labels will get a hold of me and they'll have a song for an artist. They'll say, hey, Joel, we got this artist. We have this song. We're going to go, it's going to be their single. We're going to go to the radio in about maybe 6 months, 3 to 6 months. We want to do a big push, a big campaign online, a marketing campaign. We want to make sure we have a really great, you know, video. So they bring me the song and I'll listen to the song. They have, they'll put about 3 or 4 directors that kind of do the same thing. And then I'll listen to the song and I'll write a treatment, a one-page treatment. This is the bread and butter of the music video industry and of what I think the visuals would be on the music video. And you know, when I, the first thing we kind of look at is we look at, you know, the demographics of the artists, you know, who they're trying to reach, who they're trying to connect with. And, you know, you throw that in the big pot and you stir it all up and light some incense and then you just keep going. So,
so speaking of the Dove Award, congratulations. But can you talk to us about the experience and like, man, what was that like just getting recognized on that level, man? That's so awesome.
Yeah, that was not expected. So yeah, because I have a good friend of mine, Eric, and he's, I think for three, so there's five our directors that were nominated in our category, 5 different music videos, and 3 of them were my friend Eric.
Wow.
And he is a stud music video director. I mean, he's got CMT awards, he's got Dev awards. I mean, he's like the best of the best. And in fact, I was just like, I'm just gonna show up and, you know, I'm just gonna applaud him because he's awesome. He just did Toby Mac's music video. He's just a stud.
Wow.
And yeah, my wife's like, Joel, you have to go. You have to go. I was like, okay, I'll go. So we went, and I never forget that the moment was crazy. I mean, my wife's like, all right, look, here's your acceptance speech. I was like, acceptance speech? I'm not going to get it. Like, Eric's going to get it. He just shot Toby. Like, who would win that? You know? So it was just crazy, though. I mean, I came in. I was in the back row, back corner, like, standing triple back, like, all the way in the back. And they're like, they had the videos playing. They're like, okay, for nomination, these. I'm like, yeah, that's great, Eric. You're so awesome. It's great. Is Mercy Me, Joel Banta. I'm just like, ah! And they were like jumping up. And the guy next to me was like, wait, who's this guy? And I was like, I'm nobody. And I just, no, I'm kidding. It was awesome, man.
That's awesome.
And you just went up there and it was just a whirlwind of a day. And it was, my mom had just started battling ALS about 4 months before that. This is the same time the ALS Bucket Challenge was. So it was, I mean, I was telling my wife, like, I feel like I got that dove just to encourage my mom. Mm,
that's, you know, great.
She passed away about 4 months after that. It was FaceTiming her. She was just like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. You know, like every boy's got, you know, want to give the mom a high five. So that was, but it was awesome. And we're just so humbled and blessed and just great to be a part of doing, because those artists, let me tell you, they are on the front lines, just like you guys. These guys are on the front lines, but they're definitely the banner carriers, you know.
Yeah.
To inspire, to encourage, and to live life without boundaries. So it's good.
Nice.
That's an awesome story. Well, you know, Joel, something we talk about often in education is being able to find balance in what we do. And so I know you must struggle with that probably as a father and a husband and being an artist. How do you maintain your balance in your life?
Wow. Yeah, these are easy questions. I could give you a pragmatic Western culture answer that is scrubby clean. But I'm going to say I'm going to have to rely on an outside source, a mysterious outside source, to keep me regulated. Mm-hmm. That's my faith. And that's the only one.
Yeah.
To do any type of thing, anything, whatever it is. So I got two amazing kids. I have an amazing wife, and she is the source of all my strength for sure. And writes my speeches and whatnot. So I think the balance would have to be just, you know, I've heard like growing up, just very encouraging, you know, that just pragmatic view of like, you know, 3 steps to balance or 10 steps to, but I think it's messy. You know, it's for sure, it's messy. Embrace the messiness, and it's good. It's all taken care of for us. We just walk in it day by day.
Right.
So, Joel, what's something you've accomplished in this last year that you're really proud of?
Oh, wow, this last year. Let's see here. Well, I have an 18-month-old son. I'm pretty proud of that.
Congrats.
Yeah, I know, right? No, I have 2 kids. He's getting older, which is pretty epic. Jesus, last year, we started a short film for a museum, and that's been pretty time-consuming and pretty awesome.
Nice.
Now we're just kind of, we are thankfully in a wonderful Selah mode, which is a good time to rest and refine the balance with the family before we have massive projects. So that's kind of where we're enjoying a breather for the past 2 months now. So
awesome. So when you think about growing up and going to school as a kid, what was school like for you growing up?
My wife's like, are they going to ask you about your school? Yeah, so I'm a good 2.9 GPA kid. Mm-hmm. That's the best way to explain it. I'm a good 2.9 GPA kid. Graduated 2.95 with high school. Art, really good with languages, about math. But I would say I think environment was challenging. Mm-hmm. And to actually where my challenge at the end of this conversation is I can kind of lead to that. I had amazing parents. I have amazing parents, and they were really good with me about, you know, days, blah, 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 blah. And then they were just really a lot more lenient in high school, and I wanted to explore like everything. I wanted to start building stuff. I'm a little polymathic, so I like mechanical, got a high mechanical aptitude, and I like just, I'm a home builder. I build houses. We were in This Old House magazine last year for the house we just built 2 years ago. I mean,
nice.
So I like to just do everything. And I think we're all kind of built that way, you know, just sometimes our life doesn't allow that to happen, you know.
Yeah.
School, obviously, it is the foundation for everything, of where I am today. And if I hadn't gone to college, that was huge for me as well. No, I think I'm definitely not the straight A kid. I was definitely 2.95 kid.
Hey, so was I, man. It's all good. We turned out okay, right?
You know what? And that's what my challenge is at the end. I feel like read and what I've watched is like the 2.95ers are the movers and the shakers. Like you got to find for a challenge for educators, I would say, is mine for sure. I mean, you're on the front line and you're planning and you're not harvesting. Like, what farmer plants seeds and never sees a harvest? Like, motivated for the next season. Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. Gratification. Oh, that's taxing. So I see that, and I'm like, man, that's some serious uplift, serious encouragement, because that's our front lines.
Yeah.
But definitely, like, I would say what helped me, I had a couple, about three or four teachers that saw past the scholastics, and they poured. They just poured into the sponge. And I can name those names, too. You know, Ms. Palaxco, my art teacher, you know, and these different, you know, all these different teachers. So I would say for that challenge, you know, I'm beating it, kind of leads to what we're talking about is fivers. Yeah, bless. High five the 3.9ers. Yeah, high five. Good job. Good job. Nine fivers. And there's sponges in there. Millennials are going to be so polymathic. They're going to start industries.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're going to start. It's going to baby boomer parents' minds. You know what I'm saying? Because we're like in between the baby boomers, the Gen Xers, and the millennials. Those post millennials are going to be so polymathic, quickly so much. Like, find those sponges. It's going to be hard because scholastic system's going to be hard to catch up with how to monitor how smart they are. I mean, geez, we can't even keep up with Facebook. There's something else every year, you know? So it's going to be amazing. Like, I just watched my son, my daughter. I'm like, you're not going to have a driver's license when you get older. Like, Google's going to have that taken care of. I'm like, what is going on? But they're going to be quick learners, man. Quick learners.
Totally. So go ahead, Todd.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, Joel, so let's think about when you have one of those rough, tough to get out of bed days. What do you kind of do to kick your butt into gear and to say, you know what, I got to bring it anyway?
Interesting. Well, coffee.
Yep.
I'm a bit of a goat, though, my wife says. I'm a bit of a climber. I love mountains. Everywhere I look, I see a mountain. I'm like, ooh, a mountain. That's beautiful. Let's just climb that mountain. It might take us 5 years to climb it, but the climb is going to be amazing. It's a goat. You know, everyone's more like, some people like the valley. Some people like the beach. I'm like, that thing is massive. Let's go climb it.
That's hilarious.
It just wakes me up in the morning. I'm like, oh, the sun's up. Oh, my gosh, let's go. yeah, but if the sun's down, I'm like, oh, my gosh, let's sleep. You know, which doesn't work with kids because they're like, wait, we don't sleep. We're kids, you know,
yep,
right. At least like 2-year-olds and 1-year-olds. You know what I'm saying? I think for motivation, for self-motivation, gee whiz. Maybe if you can train yourself to just stare at the clouds and look how beautiful those are, or just stare at a leaf and consider the microprocesses that is going on in a leaf through photosynthesis is more complicated than an entire city's infrastructure. And then just think about that. You're good. Yeah, we're good. I got
it. I love that.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like, it's like a heavy dose of perspective. That's it. And if anyone has the opportunity for perspective, it's Western culture. Mm-hmm. We have such an opportunity because we have information at our tips.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the opportunity to do anything we want to do across the world. Mm-hmm. Anything you want. And that may be shaping three minds who are the 2.9 sponges to be the next world changers. You know what I'm saying? So,
all right, Joel, every week we'd like our guests to leave a challenge for our viewers. What is your challenge for the week?
Find a sponge and pour into that sponge. The class isn't full of sponges. I hate to say that, but it's not. It's okay. It's okay. It'll all work out for all of them. It's not your burden to bear. Don't worry about that. But you're on the front lines, and unfortunately, y'all aren't praised enough being on the front lines. And you don't get enough praise, and it's hard to be – you don't ever get to see the harvest. So on the sponge, find the sponge and pour into it.
Nice. Awesome. Well, Joel, thank you so much for coming on the show with us this week. I was thrilled when you agreed to come on, and you have been such a joy to listen to. Thank you for coming on, Joel.
Thank you guys for everything that y'all are doing, and everyone who's listening to Such an Educator. Y'all aren't praised enough. Y'all aren't thanked enough. Y'all are good.
Thanks, Joel. We want to thank our viewers as well for watching and listening. Remember to tweet us out using the hashtag KidsDeserveIt, as well as leaving a review on iTunes to win an autographed book set. And make sure you check out our guest next week, who is Ryan Giffen. Everybody have a great week.